This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Blurak fans, thanks for joining us again. Season 4, Episode 6, the one where the chartered guests almost die. Kelly's joining us live. Captain puts his foot down and Ro arrives. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This was Angela's choice. She's a smart one.
Oh, yeah.
Below Deck fans, welcome. Season 4, Episode 6. This is at the after show. Kelly's joining us very shortly. I bet you're excited about that. My name is Michael Rippey. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips, MikeRips. I've got some girls ready to tell you who they are. What's up?
I'm Katie Perry.
I'm Angela Strack. You can find me on Twitter at TheAngelaStrack and on Instagram and Snapchat at AngelaStrack.
Hey guys, I'm Madison Conklin. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Maddie Says This and on Snapchat at Maddie Conklin.
Maddie also debuted a nice hairstyle tonight.
The bun. Thank you. You're so sweet for pointing out my bun. If you guys can't see it, I'm sorry it fell a little bit, but it's there. I'm not
it's
bald.
It's cute, Maddie. I like it.
So tonight, Kelly is about to join us, but before he joins us, let's just go over some overall themes before he's here. Captain's frustrated.
What did he say? Up your butt and around a corner? I mean, that's a theme. Captain Lee was, like, not given any sort of wiggle room for mistakes, for breathing, for sleeping, for eating. Like, he was just...
When people don't have their radios, their freaking radios, yeah. It really wrinkles my ass. That was, like, my favorite
Literally
moment.
Literally such a grandpa line.
Yeah, I just so love funny. His, like, phrases that He's comes gross. Up with. They're so, like... World War II generation, like 1940s sayings. Yeah. It's hilarious. But I thought he was like a bit highly strung this episode.
Yes.
I mean, I guess we don't know exactly what's going on board to know the ins and outs of it, but he seemed like he was getting really wound.
Well, I thought Kelly had a good point that he kind of had too much time on this charter to just like be up there and look at things and then just get pissed. Like,
nitpick.
I feel like he's a very... like, angry person, and when things are cool, he wants to get angry.
No. I don't think he's angry. I think that he likes to, like...
He's just putting his foot down.
Yeah, teach people a lesson.
No, he's putting it up your ass and around the corner.
It's been a little boring so far, and he needed to have a little activity, so he's putting his foot down, taking control, remembering he's the captain.
Didn't you think it was interesting, though, that Kelly said that he's afraid, that Captain Lee is afraid of Kate?
No, it kind of clicked with me. Kate... Just even her demeanor on TV, not that it's mean, bitchy, happy,
intimidating.
Sad. It is. She's got this, like, aura to her that's a little bit, like, don't mess.
Do you think that Captain is afraid of Kate?
I think he's...
I thought it was actually a really good, like, call. Yeah. I never realized that before, but I definitely think that he is.
So you guys are both in agreement that he is.
Yeah.
I think so. He's maybe a little bit intimidated or know that, you know, she can hang with him, you know? Like... She can dish it out just as much as he can give it out, you know?
And in past seasons, she has given it back to him a couple times.
So maybe he knows, like, don't only mess with her when she really drops the ball, and Kate, you know, hasn't this season so far, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think that Captain is afraid of Kate. I think maybe he just treats her like a lady.
Okay, Donald.
I don't know, though. He's given it back to some women in the past. Like, when Rocky was crazy... He didn't tolerate that.
No, but I don't think that Kate has done anything for him to give it to her yet so far. That's the thing. And Kelly was just saying that she's getting off easy. I think that Captain was just making the point.
Yeah.
He's not. If anything, he has more trust in Kate because he's worked with her more. They have a different relationship, so.
Yeah.
That's true. And that's Kelly true. Is I think in the...
A new
the,
role. Yeah, the and new trying role. To make up for past kind of mistakes. So I think he was reaching a little... Kelly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also thought it was really cute to see Captain Lee make the painkiller. drink.
Oh my god.
We're gonna get to the painkiller.
Can that be like a party? Can we like pay to have Captain Lee come be a bartender at like events?
But that's where he flourished. He was like, here, give me that
rum.
So pours the rum in.
He had made
the
a big few of those
gallons
before.
Of orange juice and pineapple juice, and it's just, and he's smiling too. Like, he totally enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think he was a little bored.
I have a question about Captain Lee coming up, but first, I want to know, let's start the show before Kelly joins us. At the start, we see Kyle getting his shoulder dislocated.
Oh, God.
Didn't I called that, though, you guys.
You did.
I called that. I said that he just dislocated it, that it would pop right back in.
I gotta say, I think that they oversold that, way oversold it, because it wasn't that big a deal.
It's obviously, Bravo. It's
come
Bravo.
On.
Hello.
It's reality TV.
They
Mike
always
rips.
Blow everything.
Have
you
ever covered a reality show
out
before?
Of proportion?
This. Tell us what you think. Did it seem like they needed to have all that drama and stuff for the Kyle dislocating his shoulder and 1 second later putting it in? I actually want to know, was that pop the real shoulder going back or just the sound effect? Because I think it was a sound effect.
Oh, I think it was definitely a sound
effect,
too.
Yeah, I don't think they're... Like, I've never knocked on wood. Dislocating a shoulder,
bad,
is it that loud when it falls out and goes back in? Or, like, what? I don't know.
Also, Kyle mentioned that he said that 3 or 4 times this happens, and it's whatever.
Yeah, he's like, oh, shit.
I'm like, you maybe want to go get that checked out.
Yeah. You think the tendons and ligaments are like, oh,
yeah,
God,
it shouldn't be popping out that easily.
Yeah.
Like,
because he fell on it, so wouldn't it just, like, how would it have fallen out when, I don't understand these things. Where are the doctors when you need them? We were doctors 2 weeks ago.
We were doctors
now,
couple weeks ago. I will say this, though. One thing I like about Kyle this episode, which I'm sure we'll get into more, is I love him and Sierra.
Oh, God.
They're actually super cute together, I think.
You're talking about them as though they're a couple.
They might be.
They're
we don't
going
know.
To be a couple, I definitely think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're super cute.
I think they're going to
hug.
Sierra.
Hello?
Sierra.
Hey.
Is
hey guys, we got Kelly on the line.
Awesome!
All right, thank you, ladies. Kelly, thank you for joining us. How you doing?
No problem. I was trying to get Skype up, and for some reason, my computer just crashed. I just got it back up and running.
All right, that's good. Well, we have you now. Welcome into the show. Thanks for joining us. Say hello.
So happy you're here. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We're excited to have you. Hopefully Captain Lee's not breathing down your neck like he was this entire episode, and you can actually talk to us.
Yeah. That was pretty intense.
Luckily, he's not breathing down my neck right now.
Thank the Lord.
I think it actually might be better if he was just behind you breathing down your neck,
like,
right now.
Okay,
as we did
you,
this.
You got 5 minutes, Kelly.
So,
you got 5 minutes.
Let's start off, Kelly, with on tonight's episode, you said Sierra is nuts. Can you explain a little bit more what you mean by that?
What are we not seeing that you guys are
seeing? What do you mean, what are we not seeing? She seems nuts on
see,
the show.
No, they might see more where it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't give out too much on that information.
Okay.
Like, or too much regarding that yet. I just think y'all are going to have to wait and see what.
Oh, God.
She gets even nuttier. I thought that juicer thing was, like, enough said.
Yeah.
So, you
yeah, she's, I mean, she's a really sweet girl. Don't get it wrong. She is sweet. And she's very almost bipolar. Like, she'll go one way, and then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, she's...
Ooh, interesting.
50 yards down the other way.
There's
and you're like,
so
what just happened?
Maybe some foreshadowing, then, when Kyle said that a lady with the name Sierra Storm means hurricane's coming.
Hurricane's coming.
Ooh, yeah, that actually fits that definition very well.
Interesting.
Well, and can we hop off that? You and Kelly.
Emily.
Oh my God. You and Kyle. Kelly and Kyle are like the two-man band now. You guys are so broing out this episode.
Well, I mean, it's easy because, I mean, Nico and Lauren had their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, you know, I was just by myself.
Were you jealous?
Twiddling my thumbs because they had such good friendship going on.
Were you jealous in that moment? Is that why you had to friend up with Kyle? Just be honest.
I wouldn't say I'm jealous just because of the fact that I am their boss.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I had to keep it professional, but at the same time, like, it's lonely at the top. So
yeah.
I kind of understand why Captain Lee walks around grumpy sometimes.
Sometimes.
Perfect.
His name is slipping me right now, but the guy that was the your position, no, in the past seasons who hooked up with
Eddie.
Roxy. Yes. Do you have more sympathy for him now, understanding how tough Captain Lee is? You know, the weight that was on his shoulders in the past seasons dealing with him?
Oh, yeah. Eddie, you know, Eddie was an amazing bosun
to
begin with. Like, he was very, very good at leadership. He made a poor decision with Rocky, but, I mean, we're all human and we all mess up.
Right.
But yes, I have utter sympathy for him. And in one of my articles that I had to write in, I answered a question about him, and I apologized to him first thing, because I never would have caused him so many issues if I would have known what he was going through because of me.
Interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah, it seems like he was coming down on you pretty hard this episode. And
just constant. Yeah. Constant.
Yeah.
It was a little much, and you could see it definitely got to me. Luckily, I didn't have any freakouts like I did in season two. I was able to maintain a cool head and just say roger that by the end of it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. My stomach started to get into knots when he was, like, challenging you about the salt on the windows. I was like, oh, God, it's going downhill so quickly. It's going to crash and burn. You were just like, okay, all right, let's go. Like, I think I would have fainted if I were in your position. Like, how do you keep your cool? Obviously, you've been on enough charters to know how to deal with him, but what was kind of going through your mind when he was like, all right, I'll go show you. Let's go downstairs.
Well, once he was like, do you want to go start a war over this? I was like, no way.
No way.
Start a war.
Yeah.
And then he just continued on, and I was like, I'm just going to sit here and take it.
Yeah.
I started this, so might as well just ride it out and do the right thing and just say, roger that, Captain.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, so on tonight's episode, we saw a glimpse of you working out before you guys went to Scrub Island. And I was curious to know, how often were you able to lift weights and work out while you were on the boat? Because I know that recently you were named the Man Candy of the Week.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was very fortunate to be named Man Candy of the Week. That was very cool. But when it comes to working out on the boat, you know, like during the charter, I can't get out on the swim platform, and working out in the lazarette's just too hot. So I would just do, like, morning workouts in the room, crunches, tricep dips, push-ups, just basic stuff. And then once we were off charter, then I would either run down the street to a gym, or I would work out on the swim platform.
So dedication.
You did it regularly.
Oh, yes, every day.
Can you give any tips, maybe a tip or two, to anybody watching, any of the people watching Below Deck or in their live chat now?
Michael wants segment. To look like you.
I want to know, what's a good fitness tip? Because you talked about not just about looking good, but about reducing your stress, clearing your mind, and keeping yourself sharp. So how can we give a tip or two to our listeners on how they can do that?
You know, the number one thing is it's not really about how you work out or you know how much weight you throw around. It's the repetition and the daily sticking with it and going every single day. Even if you don't feel like going that day, you have to go.
Mm.
It's not an option. And it's that the people who do that, who go every day that they're supposed to do and not take a day off here, not take a day off there, because that one day becomes 2 days, and then that 2 days that's becomes me. Four, and then the next four becomes 2 weeks, and now you're not going to the gym anymore.
Yeah.
Right, so that's I'm in that boat.
That's
no pun intended right now.
You're preaching to the choir right now.
That's a great tip. Thank you, Kyle.
So, okay, I have to ask you about Emily, because you said that she was giving you some, like, what did you say? Like, some...
Not advances.
The chemistry was...
Yeah.
There was something that... I couldn't remember
was
exactly
it
what it was. Yeah, he said that there was sexual tension that you were feeling and noticing off of her. So I'm just kind of curious, like, what were some of those things that, you know, you were getting, how were you getting the vibe from her that she was interested? Because now it's seeming like maybe she wasn't as interested, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's coming up. I don't know.
I just think I can't read British, like I said in the last episode.
She's a bit confusing, though.
You never know which way it's going to go.
Whoa!
Yeah. interesting.
Well,
interesting.
Let me further that. I want to know, where are we with the girls? Because the first three or four episodes of this season, we were hearing you talking about almost being fixated with when every time you saw a beautiful
five
girl,
months.
Like when you saw Sierra, yeah, you talked about 5 months frequently. So where are we with the girls? Are you single? Have you sealed the deal recently? Like, where are we?
No. Look, that was we finished filming back in March. That 5 months is long.
Okay, so we wrote that.
Right, okay, good,
and
good.
And
the question
sure
is, did you break it on the boat?
Clips like six times now.
Nice.
But you know. No, I am taken right now. I have a wonderful girlfriend. We've been dating for like four months now.
Aww.
5 months.
Nice. She in the background. That's 5 months, babe. 5 months.
No.
Nice.
Okay, cool. So is she part of the whole yachting community?
World?
Is it world?
Yeah.
Yachting world? Is she? No.
No, I try to stay away from yachties, like, in the real world. Like, well, when you're out on a charter season, like, if you want to have fun with somebody and, like, enjoy your time together, then yeah. And if it does turn into something like that, hey, but what I've realized is that it's really just better just to leave that away from work.
So yeah. I would take that as you're basically saying that you don't really keep in touch or see the crew outside of the boat.
No, not really. I mean, like, the Valor, when they come into town, I see them, but it's not like, even on when I was a first mate on a 145, like, when they would go out, I would stay in and make sure everybody got back on the boat just fine. I mean, I had to chase one deckhand downtown because I found him passed out in the street.
Oh, wow.
I'm just kind of, I'm ever since season two, I've kind of reined myself back, and I've kind of become, like, I look after my crew. I guess you could call me.
And how
do, I don't know,
how does this season compare to the past seasons that you were on?
This season was stressful in a whole different way than season two was. It was a lot more stressful work-wise, where last time it was a lot more stressful emotional-wise because of me and my sister just reconnecting and just dealing with a bunch of stuff like that. Plus, I wasn't in a great place. I'd just gotten out of a five-year relationship with a girl who just destroyed me. And so for me, I was kind of like a broken guy when I went on there. And then being with my sister, it made it worse. And I just didn't handle that whole situation very well.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you have really matured and gotten everything together. You're getting a lot of love in our chat room right now.
Yeah.
But one of the questions,
thank you, everyone.
One of the questions people are asking are, what do you think of Chef Ben? Do you kind of notice, you know, you've done a couple charters now with him, a change in him? Is he, you know, getting a bit egotistical, or, you know, or what's your take on him?
But Ben's food is amazing, and what he provides to the boat is awesome. I think he's kind of done with yachting. I don't think there's a lot of stress on a yacht chef, more so than someone in a kitchen who's maybe cooking for a private family or even at a restaurant, because you don't have the help. If you notice, I have a deckhand in there every night doing dishes.
Right.
We always try to help as much as we can because we understand the stress he's under. But at the same time, like, a yacht chef can only do this for so long until it starts to eat at him and he gets grumpy. And I think he's just getting to that point where it's maybe time to get out of yachting. I hate to say that because he's a great guy, but at the same time, like, once you start getting that vibe to you, it's really negative on the crew. And it can really wear people down.
Yeah, aww. I think you're exactly right. I think we've noticed that shift in him.
But
for
he's
sure.
got so much more in store for him, right?
Hey, Kelly, we're going to get you out of here in a second, but let everyone know that's listening and watching where they can find you or get in touch with you.
If you want to find me, you can find me on my Twitter, Instagram, and that's at Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, W, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. And I post a ton of my photography on my Instagram, and I'm always live tweeting every Tuesday night for the show.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Keep up the awesome season that you're doing. And if you're ever out in LA, come on the show.
There you go.
Will do. Thank you all so much for having me.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly. Thank you.
Bye now.
That was cool.
What a sweetheart. Mm-hmm. He seems like a nice guy. I'm very happy that he has a girlfriend and everything. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy how much he's matured over the last, like, year and a half or whatever it's been.
I've been talking about this season, his leadership. So I've been impressed with the way he's been leading. And it's good to know. I think we got a lot out of that interview, actually.
Yeah.
He's got a girlfriend. Chef Ben might be done with yachting.
Yeah, we got some exclusives.
I know he wasn't going to give us that much. He didn't want to cop to the Sierra's nut. He said, stay tuned.
Yeah, Sierra and possibly Emily, too. Like,
and Emily. Yeah, maybe
we
there's going to be a circle back.
For a lot. I think we thought we had it figured out, and maybe not so much.
We haven't even touched
if you guys, the If you guys want to talk to him more, he just told us that every Tuesday night he's live tweeting. So catch him on his social media, Kelly W. Johnson, and you could talk to him every Tuesday night, break down
there
the episodes.
You go.
Before you join us.
Yeah.
Yes, perfect.
Perfect.
Yes. Easy peasy.
All right, well, we're going to do the episode, but before we do that, we've got a sponsor.
Oh, Mike, what do you have in your hand?
And it's a box that I'm not going to do this, so they're going to do this.
No, this is actually awesome stuff.
Yeah, and so every week, you guys, our show is brought to you free, and the way it can continue to be brought to you free is by you guys subscribing to our sponsors, and today's sponsor is Beautycon.
And actually an amazing product. Beautycon is a subscription box that is delivered to your door each season. Each box is curated by your favorite beauty gurus, and over $150 worth of products for only $30, which is crazy. Like, look at all of this stuff that you get. For $30, you save $20 if you sign up for the annual payment plan, which is awesome. The annual payment plan, definitely, ladies, check it out.
Yes, so with that annual payment plan, you guys, you pay the total cost of the entire year of boxes. So it's one-stop shopping, and every month you get a box, and you don't have to worry about paying for it. That's the annual plan. Or you can do the monthly plan, where you pay each month X amount of dollars plus shipping costs, and then each month you get a nice little gift. So either way, every month you're getting a beautiful, literally beautiful gift. So check out the beautycon.com box to sign up for your subscription. Use the code BOXBUZZ, that's a capital B, for 20% off your subscription.
This one sounds exactly like for Maddie, because I don't know if you guys are following her on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. She always is slaying. And this is Flutter Lash I Slay Lashes. So makeup, collaboration. So definitely that's for you. No, not
oh,
it's
I was
not
like,
that.
Wait,
it's not, we're reading about
on
it.
My eyes.
And then the Jouer Lip Conditioner, which is so good, especially during
with the winter months.
Months,
coming up,
exactly.
Yes.
Angel Merino's go-to lip product. And then lastly, the Ofra Liquid Lipstick in shade Mocha, which we all know it's about a more neutral look right now. So
that
sounds super sexy.
Is beauty, the Beautycon box.
Yes.
Again, you can find that at beautycon.com/box. Use the buzzword on AfterBuzz, JK. Box Buzz, capital B, for 20% off your subscription. So
do
subscribe
it. It's
and
actually
keep watching
really
for free.
Awesome.
And
so.
Thank you for watching.
Now back to the drama.
Thank you for watching, and that was awesome. I don't know about any of those products. Thank you, ladies.
Mike Rips, you kind of need some
Mike,
hair products.
You
take a look
actually
into that
have
box.
A man bun
okay.
on right now, so you could use some of those products.
All right, we're back to the show. The one where the charter guests almost died.
Okay.
So we started talking about Captain Lee. He was frustrated, and he clearly, the radio thing is a big deal to him. Of all the things, it
freaking
seems
radio.
Like the radios.
The freaking radio.
Did you think that he was in the right position with that?
I thought it would be frustrating if he called numerous people. Yeah. I will say that. He called numerous people. I thought less for the Kelly situation, more for the interior, which I guess goes back to what we were saying, that Captain Lee cuts Kate some slack. Because he called Kate, he called Emily and Sierra. None of them answered.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually found Sierra. But, yeah, I mean, that would be annoying if you have to go down and start hunting for people. One thing that I noticed, and I was wondering if you guys saw this, was he called to Kelly, and Kelly's radio was on the table, and Lauren and Emily were sitting there.
Okay, that's exactly what I was thinking. Why didn't they answer and say,
and it was, yeah, like,
Kelly's not here,
yeah.
This is Lauren, Lauren, go,
yeah.
Captain.
Like, I thought the
they
same
just were being
thing.
Really lazy.
And, or bring it to Kelly and be like, hey, like, I'm on my break, but, like, Captain wants you, like, I don't know. I just thought that
do
was...
Do you think that there's a chance that maybe that they're told not to answer anybody else's radio
but
other than
you
yours?
But then you could bring it to them. That's what I was
sure.
thinking.
Yeah.
It's like, bring it to him then. Like, because I think Kelly's been a pretty good boss to Lauren, so she should try and have his back a little bit.
Return
and if
favor.
She
more,
hears
yeah.
the radio going off, like, bring it to
yeah.
Kelly so he doesn't get in trouble.
So speaking of Captain Lee and Sierra and the radio not being on, they had a moment where Captain Lee was talking to Sierra about painkillers. And Sierra thought that was
Tylenol
and not making the drink.
Like, literally
hilarious. Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie right now.
My first
I don't know what a painkiller is. I didn't know about that as a drink name.
It's a tropical drink.
Yeah.
However, Captain Lee ends up making the painkillers for Sierra to serve. That leaves me with a question for you two, and also everyone out there. Let us know in the live chat, and if we can get that up, that would be great. But if Captain Lee could make you a drink, what drink would you like Captain Lee to make you?
Margaritas all day long.
Okay.
I've only seen him make a painkiller, so but we're going to go with that.
Yeah, I would try one.
I'll go with that because Lord knows if I'm on a yacht with unlimited access to fun, I'm going to need a little pick-me-up the next morning, and that's what you do with a painkiller.
Yeah.
Just saying.
There you go. Well, you know what I was also was crazy? Oh, we've got it's rum with 4 parts pineapple juice, 1 part cream of coconut. Ooh, that sounds good.
Orange juice well shaken.
Yeah.
On the rocks with a generous amount of fruit.
Oh, I saw him sprinkling something. I was like, oh, he's doing like a garnish, but that must be the nutmeg.
Taking tips from Ben, Captain Lee.
Anyone listening or watching, let us know in the comments. Let us know throughout the week what drink you would like Captain Lee to make you.
Mike's moving on from this.
The deck team wasn't sharp this week.
They almost killed two of the charter guests.
Do you think
guests.
It's because the charter guests were, A, so wasted and just so lackadaisical, like, we don't care what happens. So, like, you kind of get that vibe from them. And so they kind of were like, all right, we don't have to be on our P's and Q's. Like, we just kind of go have fun with them. You think that might have happened?
I think they're just a bit lacking in experience.
Not just almost taking out the guests. They weren't cleaning the salt on the interior or the exterior windows. They weren't answering the radios, giving the radios to the other people when they were hearing things. So it seemed like they just weren't sharp, even though they end up getting a good tip.
The boat thing was crazy, though. I actually had a friend in high school, and his sister was decapitated by, like, a, you know, boat like that coming, like...
Holy
it happens, like, and that's like, what it made me think of. It was, like, really pretty close. Yeah.
So, as oh the God. As
to draw that,
morbid.
But yeah, seriously,
yeah, it's morbid.
That was scary.
A lot of people are saying, Sky Patterson, thank you. You want hot chocolate from Captain.
Yeah.
So one of the themes that I took from tonight's episode during the first part was that Ben kept struggling with the idea of Ro coming to visit, while Kate kept struggling maybe to do her job because she kept texting Ro.
Ben just can't accept the fact that Kate's switched teams, if you will.
There's a little bit of jealousy, and he misses her.
Don't you think he would be the same way if it was a guy, though, too? I think he just doesn't want her with anybody else.
Right. I think he just still has feelings, and he's jealous, and he's like, we've got this great chemistry. Like, I want to... Maybe he kind of had these expectations for getting on the boat.
I think he's the type that likes to have his cake and eat it, too.
He's also a little attention-deprived, because he's not getting any of the attention he normally would get.
The banter with her and stuff. Yeah.
The little flirtations. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but that was one of the themes. The texting and the technology was constant.
We need to get
Kate.
Hannah on the boat.
What did we think of Ro when she showed up, guys? I thought she was kind of cute, but then I did not like her laugh. We were talking about
God. She reminded me of a mix between, like, Tommy Lee and the guys from Kiss. Like, the long, dark hair and the hat and, like, just... and then she was like, how was she laughing? I can't remember, but it's so...
it's so like that annoying. Or something. It was like...
Tell
too
us
much.
In the chat right now, did you think Angela did a good row?
Yes.
okay. Even if you did, we're good.
I'm going to call you up this week, Michael.
Don't do it. I'm not answering. Won't answer. Also, I want to take note because Emily at one point said that Kelly topless doesn't excite her. That leads me to the question for not only you two, but you guys out there. Does Kelly topless excite you? I know he excites Maddie.
I mean,
Maddie.
I'm married, but I think he's very attractive.
It's just hot in the studio. He's fine. He's whatever.
He's very hot. No, I think that's a little weird for her to say doesn't
that's what
excite
curious.
Me. Like, how does
but
that not...
But she's British, so it's different,
yeah,
you know?
Wait. No, it's not different. Like, it's as basic as, like, it comes. Like, it's animalistic. Like, you, like, you know what I mean? You, like somebody, you find somebody attractive. But
it just doesn't get her going.
Yeah, but he's very attractive.
But it doesn't get her going, so maybe he's not, you know, in her eyes, attractive. I don't know. So that sometimes happens. I mean, she's Kelly, like, gorgeous, keep doing what you're doing.
Someone is saying that laugh is a future ringtone.
There you go.
Good stuff. Thank you, Michelle.
I will record it and sell it to you.
also, tonight's episode, Captain Lee, while he reams out Kelly for the windows, He's got. He's watching Lauren to see the point of view. He wants Kelly to watch Lauren do the thing. Kind of sets her up to fail almost.
Yeah, he does.
That seemed a bit unfair.
It seems a little evil. You know, like Captain Lee was just there, like.
I think Captain Lee knew that there was going to be something
inside.
He had coming.
Yeah. Oh, he was thinking of everything he could do to make Kelly seem like you're not doing your freaking job. Yeah. Look at this, you know.
This tonight was Captain Lee. That's my favorite. It's my favorite when he's in the zone.
On another level.
I'll go chew somebody's ass. Like he's ready.
I didn't like how they also picked her. Oh, they're saying I did a good Ro impersonation, so thank you. I didn't like how they made Lauren do it. I don't know. I hate to be the person that brings it back to like it being like a little sexist, but I just felt like it just seemed like, oh, put the girl up there to make a fool of herself. I don't know. I didn't
Why not
like
put the newbie out there? Put Kyle
yeah,
up there.
I don't know.
I didn't think it was to make her a fool of herself. I think sometimes you got to throw someone out there and let them do it one time.
Yeah.
And that's how you get experience. Man, so
but they said like, that they had never done that before, and it would just be like, I don't know.
Like, yeah. I would be doing this if I was out there. I'd be like, this way.
I'd just do a dance routine.
So it was a short charter. They ended up having one night, they tell us. It was a one-night charter, basically.
A one-night stand on a charter.
And so while they say goodbye to the guests, they get a $15,000 tip, which was $1,350 a person. Captain Lee also puts his foot down at the meeting, telling them all that they kind of have to pick up their games. He mentions the radio thing. And then he has a surprise for them, telling them that he's got the resort Scrub Island, which is an interesting name, reserved for them for the day off. That they can all go have a blast, which
to
was
neat.
To keep
reminding them that when you get back on the boat, you better be scrubbing and cleaning because this is your job. Yeah. You get one day off at Scrub
But
Island.
I thought that was a nice gesture, and that's pretty cool.
They can vouch for this. I started dancing in my seat. I was getting excited for the freaking crew. Like, if I got a whole resort to myself with my friends...
You were
oh
really
my God.
Excited.
I'm still excited.
Especially after payday when you just picked up $1,350.
Yes! Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He didn't say if everything was all-inclusive, though. But I'm still excited. Like, take me to an island, give me a resort, boom, party.
Yeah. That looks really fun.
So let's talk about Scrub Island. So right as they're about to leave in the morning, we see Kelly doing his workout. And then...
Sierra.
And
Kyle.
And they're having their conversation. And Ro arrives in a surprise to surprise Kate, who's completely taken aback that she's there right as they can leave.
Yeah.
And immediately it becomes a makeout fest between Kate and Ro.
I thought Nico bit more was happened. Funny with his, like,
Nico's
he wanted to watch the girl-on-girl action.
Such a young dude thing to say. Like, you want me to?
Yeah.
No? Okay, I'll go. But wait. Okay.
That was pretty funny. I don't know. I mean, I think I need to see, like, the rest of this episode to get my read on her. That was interesting, though. I felt like she knew that Ben was a little, like, there was some tension there.
There was totally a part where, like, they kissed, and it was, like, the way the camera was, and maybe Ro was just looking off to the side, but, like, it was kind of like a saw that, Ben, kind of stare,
it was,
you know?
Funny.
This was the, of all the episodes I've ever seen on Below Deck, this episode had Ben way out of his element.
Yeah.
He was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Even his conversations when he was making the food with Kate.
And everything too,
he was getting everything confused and mixed up because his head.
And he dropped the food when he heard that. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
He was completely out of his element.
He can't hide it either.
Even at Scrub Island, it seemed like he was miserable.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, when they go out, when they have their nights out, like, they turn up, and this was very mellow. Maybe it was because of the day, but, like, they have the whole, like, resort. Like, don't you think they'd be going crazy?
It did look like, to me, Kelly was turning up on Emily.
Well,
he got a little handsy.
He was.
If any guy that I wasn't sure liked me or not sat, like, into my crotch and, like, made me rub his back, like, I would be uncomfortable.
That's why I think she's lying. I think she's into him.
You think?
I think she's just, like somebody that's always like, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
It's like, she's interested.
Well, Kelly.
Rich.
Ooh.
Damn!
Oh! Yeah, I'm going there. I'm saying it. I think she's into him.
Kelly did talk to Sierra and ask for kind of an assistance to find out what the situation was with Emily, which seemed a little bit middle school, high schoolish.
But I didn't. I thought that he said, am I wasting my time? Like, and she's hard to get a read on.
He did say that, but then he followed up by asking for her to talk, like, figure something out and get back to her.
I missed that.
Which,
okay.
It's not terrible. It's just interesting. So I just want to, because we watched about the short-term long-term thing that Kelly used to say he was playing the long-term game while Nika was the short-term game.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like Kelly then got a little assistance in his long-term game, and it's kind of short-term.
Yeah, and
interesting.
Emily pointed out, she's like, if she's going to ask you to make him, like, put a good
word, she didn't like that.
She hated it. No. So I think everything that he thinks he's going to do to sweep her off her feet, which we now know. Well,
right, Emily.
We don't know if it happens or
I
not.
I must say, I was hoping Emily would be a bit more fun.
Yeah,
like,
she's a
why
little
is she
too
being so stuffy? Like, yeah, like, come
take
on.
The stick out of your
like,
ass, Emily.
You know, you're a young single girl, you've got this hot guy into you. Like, why are you
let
so
your
like,
hair down,
we ask
take
for you to help
off
me flirt? Like, or put in a good word?
You.
Like, I don't know. Like, well, I don't know. It just, like, annoyed me a little bit. But she is really young, too. And maybe she's just a little nervous and she's on camera.
Girl, that is the time to slay. That's the time to slay. You're young. Okay, get
but
it.
She is on camera. I think people do get a little nervous.
I'm impressed by Emily. Emily, if you're watching, I'm impressed. Keep up what you're doing.
Michael's playing the long game. Like,
yeah.
The super long game.
Like, yeah.
He's hoping in a few months
to
get
to meet her.
We'll see
you in, like, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'll put in a good word for you.
Guys, I'm seriously obsessed with Kyle and Sierra.
Sierra.
I think that
the R's.
Yeah.
I totally heard that too.
Sierra.
So Kyle, he confesses his admiration and complete intrigue in Sierra to her, telling her that she's stunning.
And she likes him that.
And she goes, you're cool.
Yeah, you're cool. But this is something I think is different that you saw between Kelly and the way Kelly approaches Emily and the way that Kyle approaches the situation with Sierra. Kelly doesn't approach Emily the same way Kyle does to Sierra. Kyle's going right to Sierra.
And telling her.
And
Kyle's
telling
a
her.
Bit,
I'm
Kyle's
into
a bit more, has a bit more game, guys. I
oh,
actually,
for sure.
My crush this season now is Kyle.
Mine has switched. So
you
easily
too?
To Kyle.
Because he's telling Sierra right to her face?
No,
he's got an accent. He's got, like,
and
a something.
Just,
he's got swag.
He's got swag. And
he's
the whole
swag.
Bit about, I'm not even going to wear Wellington. And Kelly goes, what the hell is a Wellington? He goes, a condom. He's like, no,
also,
please, you're going in with a Wellington. He says he's not going in with, like, that is just great humor to me. I think it's hysterical.
Kyle,
it's,
he also called Sierra a Fruit Loop.
Yeah.
Oh, but he,
mental.
Like, loves it.
Of
he
course.
Doesn't care. And that's what I love. I think it's really sexy when a guy knows what he wants. And he's just like, yep, she's a Luna Ben, but she's got the Alaskan face, and she's like, great.
There we go. We're going to go.
I'm a Viking, and we're going to go for it.
So
yeah.
I'm guessing, let us know, what do you guys think in the chat? Will Kyle and Sierra turn up together? And
yes.
What do you two think? You two are on the yes
100%.
Side.
It's going to be a very passionate romance between them, because
and
Sierra
then,
is like that kind of like, oh, I'm so, like, whatever, in centered, and then it's just gonna be like,
and then she's
cut
gonna
your
blow
dick off
up
with a butter knife in the
like
middle of the night.
Like what Kelly said, I think that it's gonna be like madly in love, and then she's gonna go psycho on him.
Something's gonna happen where he might get flirty with a charter.
Guess
desk.
What's gonna happen? Kyle's gonna alert Sierra that he has a kid.
She already knows, right?
Does she?
I don't think that would scare Sierra.
Yeah.
She's pretty free spirit. I don't think that she'd be like, you have a kid and you didn't
Who did
tell
he
me.
Tell where he had sex with a girl in a bar? Didn't he tell
yeah,
one of the girls?
I don't know. No, he
Maybe
said it on
Lauren.
The...
I don't know. I think he kind of just told I think he told us the viewers.
I don't think
we'll
that
see.
Would deter
okay.
her. I think, though, that she could be like, you're giving
she
me bad
like,
energy. You're flirting with somebody. Like,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I think, that's
going to
She's
going to
invent something in
way.
Her mind a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, but you guys both think that Kyle and Sierra are going to get together. Let's hear what else you guys have to think on the predictions.
And now,
let's do our hand signs to it.
Predictions.
People can't see, but I'm doing my
this
Lauren
music makes
song.
Me want to hold a mug like I'm cold, you know, like
it's Halloween music.
Yeah, so
I'm
we're
so
in October.
Cold.
Prediction.
Here.
Oh, I'm
Madison?
Going first. I predict. Well, I mean, it's obvious. So I think
Kyle
and Sierra
okay.
for sure.
Sierra.
Something is cooking. Maybe even after Scrub Island, they maybe scrub each other down. Or I'm gonna say Ro and Kate get like hot and heavy, and Ben has something to say about it. Maybe when he's drunk, and creates a little bit of tension between the three dynamic. That's my prediction. They're lame. But
I'm going with those. I'm also now given our conversation with Kelly. There's still hope, I think, for Emily and Kelly. Something's going to happen there. They showed that preview of the Valentine's Day, and she got a card or something, and she looked pretty smitten by it. So I'm thinking that, you know, she's, you know, got to woo her a little bit, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think he's going to put in the time and do that. And then I definitely think that Kyle and Sierra are adorable, and I'm super excited about that couple. And I think that yeah, Ben's going to lose his cool about this. It's in his face, and I don't think he likes it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to tag team on both of those and just go with that. I think that Kelly is going to woo Emily.
Yeah.
Okay.
And be the victor between him and Nico. And I also think we're going to have either Sierra or Emily on the show next week.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. There now, you go. Wait, can I backtrack on your prediction? Do you predict that Emily and Kelly hitting it off is going to, like, cut the cord between Kelly and Nico?
No.
Do you predict that?
No.
That's going to cause any sort of...
I think Nico already knows there's no hope for him in that situation. It has nothing to do with Kelly. It was kind of... Nico had a bad game that night.
I'm also
going to
predict that Nico is not out of the... He's not out of the game. Nico's still alive.
Okay. He's still in the woods.
He's somewhere.
He's got to get through the foliage.
He's not below deck yet.
No, it's clear he's not.
All right. That's episode 6. None of the charter guests died while making this. None of us died. We're here. We'll be here next week again. My name is Michael Ripps. You can catch me on social media at Mike Ripps, MikeRipps. Let me know what you think. And tell them who you are.
Sky Patterson predicted a threesome, Chef Ben, Ro, and Kate. That might just trump all of our predictions. I'm Angela Struck. You can find me on Twitter at @TheAngelaStruck and on Instagram and Snapchat at @AngelaStruck.
Good eye. Good predictions. Good to meet you all. My name is Maddie Conklin, Madison, actually. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Maddie Says This and on Snapchat at Maddie Conklin.
We'll see you next week, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.